Gentlemen and Ladies, written by Susan Hill and read by Elaine Claxton.
Chapter 1. It was a pretty churchyard. An ugly church, monstrous and vulgar as the cloth merchants who had built it, but a pretty churchyard. Hubert Gayley liked churchyards. They gave him a curious sense of well-being. If the worst of it all, he often thought, ended in a place like this, then nothing was ever so bad as you pretended. Ma agreed with that. Ma had some nice opinions on churchyards. Churchyards are the way of nature, she said. Not like those Krems. People forget you too quickly if you're burned up. They don't find it so comfortable to forget you with a nice headstone. The headstones here were all erect and orderly, close-shaven, loyally inscribed. Hands in his clay-coloured raincoat, Gayley, myopic, bent down and read one at random, wonderingly. Sacred to the memory of Aloysius Albert Quentin Savage, son of Albert and Jemima Savage, born the 5th of February, 1801, died the 28th of December, 1883. Quidquid agas prudenta, agas et respice finem. Gayley straightened up. His bus was about due. Above his head, above the outrageous tower, rooks wheeled and the sky was crimped and furrowed, like the underside of tripe. At his feet were seven early snowdrops fronded with grass. Gayley picked them, they did not belong to any grave, to take to Ma. She liked flowers, liked even more the thought behind them, but Gayley only remembered when he caught them staring him in the face, or in the feet, as now. He took a last look at the green churchyard, turned up his collar, and picked his way respectfully round the side of the church. At the head of the path, beside the porch, Gayley stopped, snowdrops in hand. A funeral cortege was making its way towards him. The Reverend George Jocelyn Bottingley, 6 feet 4 and stooped like a crane, awaited them inside the porch. It upset him that all the mourners should be women. 30, 40 years ago, that would not have been allowed to happen. And 50 years ago, the women would not have been allowed here at all. Male mourners only. For funerals, the Reverend Bottingley felt, were not a woman's occasion. They were too hard on the emotions and on the feet and knees, and he did not like to see women weep in public. Not, he observed, raising his eyes a little reverently as they approached, not that any of these women were weeping. Their faces were tucked and grey, scooped out or nerveless, but they were tearless faces. Poor Miss Lavender. Miss Faith, the eldest Lavender, he thought. And then thought again. For Miss Lavender would not perhaps have cared. Miss Lavender would never have cried at her own funeral. They had reached him, with Miss Faith Lavender alone in her grained and silk-lined box. They shuffled on the gravel, and a February gust cut cold across the green churchyard. The Reverend George Jocelyn Bottingley turned and bowed his head. Hubert Gayley was not in the habit of thieving, still less of being caught thieving. Standing before the coffin, with seven stolen snowdrops in his hands, he flushed with shame. The fact that nobody noticed him, let alone the flowers, did not give him ease of conscience, but that was what he sought. Pointless quite to return and replace the plucked stems. In the end, Gayley followed the clergyman, the coffin, and the small bunch of women, black as crows, into the dust-smelling church. It was the least he could do. As he passed through the doorway, he heard his bus go grinding by the church and away up the hill.